This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Leon Francis filling in for Scott Hannon.
Yes, you are, my friend. Good to see you again, by the way.
Awesome to be here.
Been too long. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. They've done it again. MyPillow. Come up with a great item to add to the lineup. Boy, every time I go on the website, there's something new. Now they got slippers.
Oh, man.
If it's anything like the robes or the sheets or the mattress toppers or the pillows, top-notch slippers. They got the slip-ons or they got the moccasins. Men's and ladies' styles, different colors, and they are gorgeous. Of course, you use the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T. There's always a deal at MyPillow Premium, $29.98 with that promo code. Go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. They have gift cards, too. Got any birthdays or anniversaries, things like that coming up? MyPillow.com, proud supporter of What's On Your Mind.
Oh, yeah. When you walk into my house at a certain time in the evening, it looks like a spa day because I got all that stuff on. I got the robe. I got the slippers on. I'm chilling with my back on the MyPillow. We got to support Mike Lindell because the guy's a patriot. I love the guy.
Boy, they're trying to cancel him, too.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Another guy I love is Kim Koppelman. Speaker. So, the Speaker Koppelman. So,
yes, sir.
Before we went to break, you know, we were talking about some of the bills coming down the pipe. But I wanted to make sure that there one thing in particular on Thursday that you guys are doing.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, we have. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Leon.
No, I was just going to say, you know, on Thursday, you guys are doing the memorial service, and I just kind of wanted, I want you to tell the folks what that's all about.
Sure. Well, and I think, you know, it's one of the most important things that we do, I think, during a legislative session. Most of the public probably is not aware of it, but we take one day during every legislative session to remember and honor those who have served in the legislature before us and who have passed away since the last time we met. And I remember when I first came to the legislature, I thought, boy, what a nice gesture, what a nice idea. And there was a list of names, and I read them, and, you know, one or two of the names I might have recognized from the news or somewhere in the past, but I didn't know these people by and large. The longer you serve, the more times when you read those names, they're friends. They're people that you've known. They're people that you've served with. And, you know, I've been there a while, and so it gets to be that way more and more. In fact, this time we're honoring a gentleman named Laurel Thorson, who was actually my running mate when I first ran and was elected to the legislature back in 1994. And Laurel served with me for many years. He's a retired school counselor and teacher from West Fargo. And you think about that, and it becomes very personal. And what we do is essentially hold a memorial service. We invite the families of the people that we're honoring and remembering, and they come to the Capitol, and we have a service recognizing them. And we have a choir as well that we assemble, made up primarily of legislators, although a few spouses and staff and people like that join in. And for many years, I've been the conductor of that choir. I'm a former music teacher from many, many years ago, and so I enjoy doing that as well. And we've assembled that again this time. The mask mandate has just been lifted in the House and the Senate, and so we were trying to figure out how to do that with masks and get all of this done, but because of that, we're able to navigate it very similarly to the way we have in the past. And but with COVID, you know, we actually have a surprising number of families who physically are coming and are going to be there. There are a few which will be because they're in vulnerable health situations or for other reasons can't make it, and we've invited them to watch online. One of the real developments this session in the legislature is that we have more capacity in terms of virtual meetings and people being able to watch things live on the internet than ever before. And so not only they can watch, but the public can watch if they wish. And it's really a very special time that I always look forward to, and I believe most of my colleagues do as well.
On the whole mask, and I think that's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing with the memorial service. I think it's great. But while you were speaking, you said something about the whole mask mandate. And I want to ask you if you support Jeff Holverson's bill to remove the mask mandates from our future.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which bill specifically. We had a bill that that said that local governments could not create a mask mandate. And I did vote for that. It did pass in the House. I'm not sure of the status of it in the Senate. And, you know, the bottom line is, while I respect all the concerns out there about public health and safety and so on, I also believe in freedom. And every time we deal with issues like that in the legislature, it's a balancing act. And you have to look at the bottom line and come down to, you know, constitutional rights and the freedoms that we enjoy in this nation and ensure that in the future, government leaders and so on cannot do things that infringe too severely on that freedom. I wear a mask when I go into a store or whatever, and many of them, most of them still require it, and I wear it out of courtesy because those are private businesses. They can tell me to wear a mask if they want to do that, and if I want to enter their store, I should honor that. But to have government come down with a heavy hand and say, thou shalt, you know, everywhere you go, everything you do is a little much.
Right. Are you surprised that Rich Wardner is not caucusing the vote?
You know, that's a Senate thing, and I don't want to criticize. I don't even know what they're doing over there with it. So I know that the House and the Senate both did lift the mask mandate for our chambers. That was that's a joint rule, and both the House and the Senate have agreed to that. So, but beyond that, I really don't know what's happening with that on the Senate side. I have not heard.
Well, the vote's April 1st, so... And that's not an April Fool's deal there. So, yeah, man, we want to make sure that that our representatives understand where we stand. So make sure you give them a call, let them know, the folks that are listening, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anything.
I knew I shouldn't have raised the M word in my.
We'd be here all day, man.
but I do encourage Leon and your listeners, if any of you want to watch this and are wondering, what's this memorial service thing all about? Thursday at 2 o'clock is when it will be live, and you can certainly tune in on the legislative website if you want to take a look at that, and I think people would enjoy it. And the website, by the way, is legis, L-E-G-I-S, .nd.gov. So if anybody wants to go there, and they can look up all kinds of things if they're interested.
Yeah, I'm a frequent visitor to that website. So anything else you want to leave us with, Kim?
No, it's just, you know, it's a pleasure to serve in North Dakota. I tell people around the country, I had the privilege several years ago of chairing the Council of State Governments, which is made up of all three branches of government in all 50 states. So I got to know a lot of people all over the nation, and I'm so proud of North Dakota and the way we do things in our state government here. We elect neighbors from among us to go represent us for a brief time in the legislature. We are all part-time. We all have other jobs or other businesses. This is not an occupation for us. It's a public service. And those we elect go and represent us for a brief time at the Capitol, and then they come back to their real lives, to their work, their farms, their jobs, their businesses, and they live under the laws they pass among those they represent. That's what our founders intended for us all, and we still do it that way here.
And that's something, again, I love about North Dakota. Kim Koppelman, North Dakota's Speaker of the House, and again, if I have an issue with something, like I'm scratching my head over House Bill 1503, I pick up the phone and I call Kim. So the accessibility is awesome. I love it here. But God bless Kim. Thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time this morning. And, you know, have a productive day.
Thanks, Leon. God bless you. Great to be with you again.
Kim Koppelman. The guy's awesome. Just his stance on the Second Amendment alone, you know, it should make everybody, you know, give him a slow clap just every now and then. Because we don't, some of our representatives are not as strong on the Second Amendment as you may think.
No.
Seriously.
You're kidding.
I really?
No,
I'm not.
No, come on.
I had an opening monologue, and I tend to get winded. So, long-winded, that is. I tend to bloviate. But anyway, what I want to do right now, I'm going to put out the number, 1-800-228-0550. That's the call-in number. If you don't have time to banter on air, you can leave like a message on the comment line. That's 855-217-76. I'd love that.
That is the
76.
That is the Oasis Petroleum Bee, the Buffalo hotline, because the Buffalo run into the storm like Oasis Petroleum. Online at oasispetroleum.com, and they are hiring.
Ooh, you need an IT guy?
Yep, I don't know.
Really?
But yeah, 855-217-76. You can leave comments right there.
Good deal, good deal. We got coming up later in the show an awesome, awesome mama bear, a patriot, Amber Vibito, and she is with the North Dakota Conservative Advocate Group, and they have a pretty fun event in Bismarck that's coming up. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that and her organization right on the other side of this break.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Scott's out today. Leon Francis is hanging out. I'll make you hungry. This is what Scotty does too. Makes us hungry. Talking about those specials at PetroServe USA. It's Monday. Means beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham. Either or at Valley City, exit 292 off 94. Hardwood, they've got tater tot hot dish. Who doesn't love tater tot hot dish this time of the year?
I do.
I mean, man, pile it on. extra beans, extra beef in there, too.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. And then overdo the crispy tater tots on top. That's how they do it at Petro's.
And throw some gravy on there.
Bingo. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Scala, Potatoes and Ham. They got lasagna, 12th Avenue North, 205 NP Avenue location, serving up Swedish meatballs today. My stop, Glendon, Minnesota, lasagna. It's fantastic. And they give you the one that, I mean, it's the size of a Frisbee.
Yep.
Big old slab of lasagna. And if you're up in Yulin, macaroni and beef hot dish today.
We call that a southern helping.
Yes. There you go. Of course, all PetroServe USA, different lunch specials every day, and they've got all kinds of specials going every day at all locations. PetroServe USA, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind.
Oh, man, every time I go to my favorite spot right off the interstate here, 29 and 12,
North, yep.
Yep. Yep, they know what I want, and they know I want gravy on everything.
I love that. I stop in Glendon. They've got great little chicken strip, little cups of chicken chunks like popcorn. Yep. It's like chicken, almost not quite strips, but not as small as popcorn.
Yep.
But their broasted chicken is so good.
Oh, it is.
That's just from the heart here. I love it.
Whenever I'm driving, I have to drive somewhere, especially out to like a DL or Fergus or something like that. Yep. Yeah, I always stop at that one, grab me a little cup of chicken. Because it is who I am.
It is a cup of chicken.
Cup of chicken. What's on your mind? Leon Francis filling in for Scott Hannon, 855-200-1776, to leave a comment or call in and banter 1-800-228-0550. And I think Ruger is calling in just to trigger me, man. I was having a good day. What's on your mind, Ruger?
Berger, you there?
Yeah, morning. How are you, Creed?
Good. So, let's get a little backstory on this. I have been by the Facebook Nazis banned for 30 days. I got like 8 days left on my sentence there, and I got good folks like Ruger out there that bring me commissary and different things like that. Crete is another guy, a good-looking dude. Have you ever seen Crete Levin?
Were you naughty? You were naughty, weren't you?
I must have been.
Yeah.
But this Crete Levin guy, a black dude with a boss beard like King Leonidas, and he has on an Uncle Tom T-shirt and an AR-15 slung over his shoulder. So, if you want to contact me, what's that?
I said his guns are all swallowed up too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He got it. I noticed that, man. The guy's pretty. He's pretty swole. He's got a gun show going on all on his own. But yeah, anyway, what's on your mind, Ruger? And I think this is my buddy Brent, right? Jamie, anyway.
Well, I know Jamie. He's a good drinking buddy of mine. Pretty handy with the shooting irons, too.
I heard
but,
that.
I got a buddy in Bismarck. He's a teacher at one of the middle schools, and there are middle school teachers at Wachter and Horizon are having a, quote, training session, which is what the parents think is going on. But let me tell you what it really is. It's critical race theory training, telling all the teachers at these middle schools that they're a bunch of white racists. You know, it's just ingrained in them no matter what. If they are or not, they are. It doesn't matter because you're white. And they're going to have to incorporate this into their teachings and then kind of tell the kids and then, you know, their parents what a bunch of racist white crackers they are. And the guy doing this is a guy named Isaiah McGee. He's a white man-hating bigot. Thinks he all loves his 1619 project, and I've seen some screenshots from the things he said about Trump supporters, and so I would suggest that if anybody's curious, call BPS and ask them how the hell this kind of garbage gets funded, because this is a straight up leftist indoctrination, forcing teachers to come in there, telling them what a bunch of racists they are if they're white. I think this is the kind of going on right now, brother.
Oh, it's going on, right, man. I wish I had known that. And as a matter of fact, if you got anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice in North Dakota, If you find out that there's something like this going on in your school, in your district, or at your kid's school, or anything, please, please give me a call, because I want to be at that meeting to throw cold water all over that. You will not teach a bunch of kids to victimize my kid simply by him or her being black. That will not happen. Yep. It is an assault to my manhood that you do that. It's an assault to me as a black man.
It's unbelievable.
To make me a victim simply because of my skin color. You're going to pat me on the head and say, there, there, little black dude. We're going to take care of you. I do not think... Man.
Dude, these are the same people that want us to think that she's a woman.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
That's not a man. That's
a not a guy. Ma'am. It's a man.
that
male.
Hey, Crete.
Yep.
I tell you what, when I get off the phone here, I'll send you some screenshots of what this guy's teaching these people, and then if you feel the need, go ahead and read some of this ridiculous garbage on airways, people.
And I tell Sounds you what, good,
like
brother.
I said, if you're a parent to one of these children in these schools, and you hear this stuff and you don't complain, well then just lift your chin a little higher and let the leftists put more pressure on your throat with them boots, because that's what you're going to get if you don't fight back against this crap.
I don't understand.
Hey, man.
Thanks, man. I do not understand.
You too, bud.
You do the same. I don't understand the mindset of a parent, a white parent, or a black parent, as a matter of fact. Black parents should be upset also. I mean, again, the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Can we just stop talking about it? I mean,
seriously.
It just stop.
How does it help? African-American kids.
I watched last night, and, you know, it's International Women's Month or something.
Okay.
And it's showing back to Amelia Earhart and all these women, and women are going to, like, and I looked at my wife and said, is this anything new?
Right.
Is this, have women all of a sudden, you know, because it's all of a sudden all these new women, of course, you don't see Candace Owens in any of the newer women. No. You know, you see you see Karen Cardi B, though.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, is this something new that all of a sudden women are doing great things? To my wife, I'm like, as far as I've known, women have been doing great things since the dawn of humanity.
Right.
Let's start with the ability to give birth.
And how
Being
about...
a mom!
Exactly. Why don't we, praise that role more?
Well,
I mean, the folks that are bringing up the next generation, they should be lauded.
And I wanted to ask you, because last night, Beyonce became the most decorated Grammy female in the history of... And how did she possibly do that in this country, where apparently she's oppressed, isn't she? That's what she says.
Right.
But yet she's got more Grammys than anybody else. I'm wondering how she possibly got that done.
Well,
in America,
a billionaire and two millionaires claimed victimhood the other day.
Yeah, all right.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Myanmar military declared martial law in two townships of the country's largest city, Yangon, after mounting a deadly response to ongoing rallies against last month's coup. Myanmar's military is accused of 38 deaths and dozens of injuries on Sunday against its own people. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. inflation risk is a possibility as the Biden administration dumps $1.9 trillion of borrowed money into the economy. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers also directed the Economic Council for Obama have questioned whether its spending is excessive, given that the broader economy has been remarkably resilient. Police in North Carolina evacuated local businesses Sunday after they found several suspected incendiary devices near a Baptist church and a county building. Police in Brevard, a city in western North Carolina, said several devices were found near the Baptist Church of Brevard. The FBI and ATF have been called in to investigate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers online at the letter A, actionmovers.com. That's just two A's on the front there. A, actionmovers.com. Residential moving, office moving. And that's whether you're going to move your office, you know, literally, like we did, or you got an employee relocation deal going on and you want to, you know, A to B. And boy, they can cover you. Storage solutions as well. Always a free quote available at 800-737-5535. 800-737-5535. Keep in mind, not only in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot across North Dakota, offices in Rapid City, Las Vegas, Denver, Colorado, and Phoenix, Arizona. So any move to the south or southwest, aactionmovers.com is the website. Again, or give them a call at 800-737-5535. Action Movers, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. That's the call-in number. We're going to get out to Amber in just a second, but I have to say this. I have to say this. The color of your skin does not determine your success. I don't believe that there is a thing, such thing as white privilege in this country. I don't. And I will preface that by saying that, you know, I grew up very, very poor in Louisiana, man, in the boot. And I'm a pretty successful dude. Not to mention you have folks out there like Thomas Sowell, you know, Walter E. Williams. And even if you want to go to the other side, the whole liberal thing, Beyonce, you know, Cardi B is a millionaire and she can't string two syllables together. I mean, it's inconceivable to me that people would push a narrative that people of color can't succeed in this nation when the opposite is so, it's in your face every day. You see all of these people of color that are millionaires and billionaires, as a matter of fact, doing what they love while downplaying the vehicle for success that is America. The thing that determines your outcome in life are your choices. That's what it is. It's not your skin color.
And I've told you couple more than once about my dear friend David, who lives in Phoenix, who grew up in Pittsburgh, grew up in the projects in Pittsburgh, you know, avoided the, just said no to the gang thing that was going on. He said, you know, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to do more. I want to, you know, I'll make my own decisions, do my own thing. He worked two jobs to scratch his way to get a degree from Pitt, you know, ended up with a sales and marketing and a minor in business and ended up in Phoenix, very successful. When all this went down about oppression and all the talk about that, he's like,
Don't get me started.
But two summers ago, he was up. He said, okay. He's like, if America is so racist and I'm so oppressed, how did I end up with a 12-story high-rise in downtown Phoenix living where I live doing what I do?
Well, like, he's a sellout.
That's what he is.
Uncle Tom, exactly. Oh, man.
I just love him, and I love you, and I just those that make sense. I just finished Candace Owens' book, Blackout. So much sense, so much truth in that. Really just brilliant. I mean, and you know, again, I don't care what color the skin is of the person that wrote that book. It's true. It's spot on.
Yep.
You know, I don't care if Julia Childs wrote the thing, you know, whoever.
Oh, man, we got to get a little common sense in the studio because, and I got to calm down a little bit. So I'm going to talk to this mama bear who I believe started the North Dakota chapter, the NDCA, North Dakota Conservative Advocates. She's the president, Amber, and tell me if I'm saying your name correctly.
I'm going to say Vibeto.
Vibeto. Amber, are you there?
I am.
Is it Vibeto? Did we lose her?
Okay, I'm here.
There we go. Amber, okay. Can you hear us now?
I can, yes.
How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Vibeto. You got it right.
We got it right. Okay.
We got it right. Yes. So I heard about your group from a friend of mine, and I thought the premise of the group was brilliant. It's the NDCA, North Dakota Conservative Advocates, and you're the president. And I always love to showcase grassroots movements and organizations that are out there waking up the folks, the sleeping giant, if you will. So I wanted to give you a little platform to, you know, talk about your organization there.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We started out grassroots, but we are a newly formed nonprofit. And basically, we arose out of just the COVID overreach that was happening. You know, we were just, my friends and I, we would talk about just the crazy things that we were seeing and just the government overreach and people losing civil liberties and also people just excusing it too, which was super concerning. And so, you know, I was kind of one of those clueless people that didn't really know what was going on in my district. I didn't pay any sort of attention to state politics. But after COVID, I just realized it really does matter who is our representatives, who's on our city councils, on our school boards. All of that is so important. And so we just talking with everybody, friends, family, people were so frustrated, but yet just were unsure what to do. Just kind of felt like they didn't have a voice. And so we just realized that really what we need to do is we need to bridge the gap between the legislators and the constituents. And so that's what we do is we're following about 20 bills. And we email our members and we tell them about the bill and, we tell them who to contact and, when to contact them and basically just kind of spoon feed people because people are so busy. And they don't have time to be tracking all of these bills. And so we just want to empower people. We want to empower men and women across the state of North Dakota to be able to effectively, communicate their conservative voice.
Oh, man, I applaud that effort 100%. I had Kim, Speaker of the North Dakota House, Kim Koppelman, on, and, like, everyone doesn't have ready access to a Kim Koppelman, you know? So it's awesome that you guys, are building this kind of grassroots infrastructure to make sure that the common sense folks, the folks that just go to work and you know, they don't have time to be a political wonk like someone like me or I don't even know if you are a political. So before you got into in politics and, you know, being the president of this organization, were you, like, involved in politics heavily, or did this, the whole COVID, I don't know, fiasco, did that kind of push you into the political arena?
Well, I've always paid attention on the national level, but I really did not pay attention to what was happening in our state. I was one of those people that found it super boring. I had no idea really how our state was run. I didn't know that we had 47 districts in our state. I didn't know that, you know, we have two representatives and one senator per district. I mean, that's how clueless I was. Although I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people, you know, they just want to live their lives and they just kind of want other people just to do what's right. And, you know, we elect these people, and if they have an R after their name, then that my feeling was, okay, well, they'll take care of it. You know, I just want to live my life.
That R could stand for rhino, too. So just so you know.
Right. Yes. And I think that COVID did wake up a lot of people, and which is a good thing. You know, it's been really exciting, and people are finding their voices. And it's so important right now because there is a movement to suppress our speech, and people are being intimidated and they're being emotionally manipulated into being quiet. You know, we're almost ashamed of being a conservative. Well, I just want to encourage people that, you know, you're the big guys. We have the good principles that our country was founded on, and we need to raise our voices, and we can make a difference. It can be very powerful.
Amen. And I agree with everything you said 100%. The conservative position, the true conservative position, the true, as a matter of fact, Republican position, they're taken right out of our founders' principles, you know, the thing that built this country and made it great. The reason why we are kind of teetering right now is because we've gotten away from that. I mean, the freedoms, like, who would have thought? I walked into Shields right when this whole mask thing was, like, gearing up. And I walked into Shields, and I was shocked at how many people had these little WooFlu diapers on their faces. And I made the comment, I'm like, what are we, China now? You know, and little by little, incremental tyranny, creeping tyranny. Mark Levin talks about it all the time. And if we don't wake up, if our eyes aren't open, that's going to be the norm. I mean, it's almost like these are like test cases, you know, just to kind of see where we're at with the whole tyranny scale. So I completely agree. If you want to make sure that North Dakota, the folks that have an R after their name are actually standing up for you, follow the bills. Follow the way they vote. Give them a call. You can do that here in North Dakota. Give them a call. Let them know how you feel about it. Email them. One of the great things about North Dakota is it's a big state, but it's small enough that you can contact the folks that are representing you. You can... I have many times run into like Rick Berg at the grocery store or even Hoven and, you know, Kramer all the time. We need to make sure that our voices are in front of them 100% of the time. So there's no misconception, you know, hey, maybe North Dakotans like to be masked. No, no, we don't. And I'm going to quit bloviating. I'm going to digress just a bit. You guys have a event coming up in April, right? Well, I went too long. I blow. See, Kevin is supposed to stop me when I do that, but he did not. So we're going to, if you could hang on till after the break, that'd be awesome.
Yes. Yep. I guess.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Amber, 1-800-228-0550, right after the break, talking North Dakota politics and the NDCA. Right back, right after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number of trips to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area, and we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. 1-800-228-0550. That's the call-in number. Or if you want to just leave a message, they'll read it on air later, 855-200-1776. I love those numbers, 1776. That's pretty awesome. We're on now, though, with my good friend, well, recent friend, Amber Vabito. And she is the president of the North Dakota Conservative Advocate Group. And these folks just want to make sure that, you know, we're tracking the bills. We're getting the info out to the folks so they know what's going on during these sessions. Sometimes you get a weird bill or a weird law, and you have no idea where it came from, who voted for it, who supported it, who stood against it, and you're just kind of scratching your head because we're a conservative state. We're a Republican state. But sometimes we need a smack upside the head, some of our representatives anyway. And that's me saying that. That's not Amber. She's a nice lady. She would never say something like that. But anyway, I just want to kind of showcase folks like her. And as a matter of fact, they're having an awesome event. And I kind of want you to explain that and how folks can get tickets to that event. But I'm going to take a step back and let you finish up explaining your group, Amber, and how folks can get in contact with you to get more information about what you do.
Okay. Thanks, Leon. Yes, we are super excited to be bringing in Charlie Kirk on April 19th, and it will be at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium in Bismarck. And tickets are on sale, and I can send you the link so that you can push that out to your listeners. And he will be speaking for, you know, a couple hours, hour and a half or so. And we're just so excited. I think he's going to be extremely encouraging and inspiring. You know, we really just want to encourage people to get involved. To get off the bench, so to speak. And, you know, that's how we're going to change the tide. You know, we've been so focused on what's going on nationally that we've kind of neglected what's going on in our own communities. And so, you know, we've all been given, certain gifts, and we all have different, you know, time frames, just different amount of time that we can give to certain things, but just get plugged in, whether it's the city council, your school board, you know, whether it's running for office. Maybe you're supposed to run for office and be that voice. So that's just, we want to educate, we want to empower, and we want to bridge the gap and just amplify conservative voices. So come to the Charlie Kirk event. You're going to be encouraged and inspired to just take action. And, you know, again, we always want to do it in a respectful way, but we definitely want to raise our voices because it's important. It's important.
I think it is very important that folks like Charlie Kirk are out there, especially on the national scene, because one of the things he does is he speaks to kids. Well, I call them kids because I'm old. I'm 102. But, you know, our college campuses, and they seem to be a festering cesspool of liberal ideas nowadays. And so you see folks like Charlie and Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, when they are attempting to reach this younger demographic, I applaud them. I mean, they're going into the lion's den. It's like you said, we need our voices amplified. There are a lot of us out there, but too often we just kind of sit back and watch it happen rather than, you know, standing up and going, no, not in my country, not in my state, not in my community, not in my school district. This will not happen. I think we need to activate many more mama bears, you know.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
And I love what you're doing. I love the premise of the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. I'm hoping God blesses your efforts going forward, and I hope that you get like 5,000 people to sign up to this thing, and I will try my best to promote it as much as I can. So that's Charlie Kirk. He'll be at the Bell. How do you pronounce that? Mayhus Auditorium?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Bell Mayhus? Bell Mayhus?
Just the Bell.
Yes. We all call it the Bell here. Just call it the Bell.
So he'll be at the Bell in Bismarck. I think Chris Berg is going to be tossing him questions, a couple of questions out there. That's April 19th. I'm going to be there. I bought my ticket as soon as I heard about it a couple days ago. I'm like, yep. ticket, hotel room, I'm good to go. So, and I encourage you folks to do the same. How do they get a ticket?
Well, they can go to BismarckEventCenter.com, or they can just call the box office and get a ticket. And, you know, they can reach us at NDCAdvocates@gmail.com. We are working on a website. We should have one up and running hopefully within the next few weeks. But that's how people can contact us if they have any questions and if they want to get connected with the event as well.
Good deal. That's North Dakota Conservative Advocate President Amber Bobbito. Thanks for coming on and giving us a couple of minutes on what's on your mind, Amber.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Leanne.
We'll be right back right after this break.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021. Auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County. 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County. 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County. 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County. And 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.